I think that the judge was very fair. I appreciate his sentence. I think that he looked at all the facts and he listened to everything that was being presented, and he made a very fair ruling.
When you felt, you had said that you wanted Delegate Dwyer to be treated like everyone else. Do you feel he has been treated by everyone else?
I do. I feel in the sentencing that he's been treated not with special privilege.
Can you just say how this has impacted your family? I mean, my goodness, your children, to go through that and still have these injuries.
It has been a long, hard road, and it's a long, hard road that we're going to have to go down. They've been lots of doctors, lots of hospitals, lots of nightmares, and they'll come through it.
Do you think he should still be a delegate here at the General Assembly?
I don't play much in the politics.
You just get more concerned about your children. Than
concerned about my children, my family.
Are your children out of the hospital now? I mean, are they in rehab or what?
They are out of the hospital, and they're continuing outpatient and recovering treatment. They're follow-ups, and they're recovering.
What do you think of the delegate's conduct? You know, saying that, oh, the injuries weren't that severe, and
it's appalling. I'm appalled. I'm appalled. And I'm very hurt that when he apologized to the family, he looked straight at the judge and not once looked at us. I'm appalled at his behavior.